It's a grandstand finish in the Sovereign Resort, Gallywood. The Statesman drove through to lead. Instigator's mowing him down. The post is going to come up close, though. The Statesman, oh, he's two lengths in front. Scotty, you hero. He never won at Gallywood as a jockey. He won women as a trainer. The Statesman for the Sovereign Resort, Gallywood. Three lengths, another fairy tale at the Bull. Instigator second, Robbie Starr.
Oh, it was a great call by Rick McIntosh, who summed it up perfectly. Another fairy tale at the Bull. Brett Scott, who has made this day his own in years gone by, winning so many grand annuals, but he won the Gallywood as a trainer yesterday, just a couple of months after he was in an induced coma in hospital. It has been a remarkable comeback story, and it's so good to chat to Brett Scott this morning. Brett, congratulations, mate.
Thanks a lot, Michael. No, pleasure to be talking to you.
In your wildest dreams, could you ever have envisaged this?
Oh, well, obviously, for me as a rider, it was a frustrating race. I just couldn't get there in front. And, you know, yesterday leading into the race, I was so happy with the horse, but just couldn't believe that, you know, no one really liked him that much. So, a bit frustrating, but, yeah, so happy now that he got there in front.
Referring to that as what you've been through personally, and he mentioned in your wildest dreams, and I spoke to you yesterday, you had some quite crazy sort of semi-conscious thoughts and so on after that terrible accident where the horse kicked you down at your property, and you sort of entered the twilight zone for a little while there, didn't you? And the rest of us were gravely concerned about your welfare. Just take us back to that, and as Michael said, it's only been about 5 or 6 weeks from that moment, and then those worrying times in hospital to standing in the mounting yard yesterday. It's been an incredible 5 weeks in that sense, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Matt. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Very frustrating times for me. And, I'm just obviously glad I got home and in a more comfortable area for me. And, really happy about it. So just for me now, it's just getting back to how I was. So I don't know how long that'll take, but hopefully that act will happen at some stage.
You got a little while to go. You were saying to me yesterday in the mounting yard that there's just a little bit of improvement to come with you.
There is, yeah, there is. I'm probably, just having a bit of an issue with the brain department and the eyesight. They said it could take anywhere between sort of 12 to 24 months to recover fully. So I suppose I can be pretty happy where I'm at this stage, you know, fairly early and still improving. So, you know, I was obviously so glad I made it to Warrnambool yesterday. That was a big thing for me, just to be able to get out there and talk to so many people. And, and then to get that result, obviously, was a big achievement for all of us.
Was that a bit of an elixir for you? Like, for you to be standing in the mounting out at Warrnambool, I don't think there'd be anywhere in the world where you'd feel more proud and comfortable than that very spot.
Yeah, I've been in that position a few times as a trainer, and obviously that race was very frustrating for me as a rider, and you know, just to be there as a trainer, I was a little bit nervous, and but to see him get ridden the way he did by Will, and you know, he gave him every chance to win, and then he was so solid to the line, was just a great result. So things got up and about a bit after the race, and it got overwhelmed a little bit, but that's to be expected, I suppose.
Well, Will Gordon rode it like Brett Scott. It was a masterful display. You mentioned you got a bit overwhelmed because I'd imagine doctor's orders are probably just take it easy, don't get too excited. But when you're in the mounting yard cheering home a horse you train in the Gallywood, that's impossible. So how did you pull up?
Yeah, well that's the thing for me. I just, if I get a bit busy and a bit quick and a bit excited, it catches up on me and I get pretty tired quickly. So for me, it was a great result to win the race, and probably the sad part for me was having to travel home last night. But in the long run, I think it was the right result, you know, for me to do on that particular day. So I feel a lot better this morning, and it may have been quite dangerous for me to stay on Warrnambool for the night. But anyway,
there's a few in that boat, Brett.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I was getting a bit of footage last night on my phone from friends that were out on the town, and I sort of said to Kylie, well, you know, I'm glad I didn't stay because it might have ended badly. But anyway, I can be a happy person today.
Hey, for those of us who with a, you know, sense of Jump's history, to see you and John Wheeler in the mounting yard having a nice chat was you know, a reflection of one of the great partnerships in racing. It must have been great to catch up with Wheels again.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, it's been sort of open business there that we've got his he is the one steeplechaser at our place. We're looking after him for Wheels, and you know, things didn't go quite right for him on Tuesday, but he's in the annual today, and yeah, Wheels and I are really confident. Hopefully, with an extra lap in the race, it'll help him out. So, and it's been great too for me to talk to Wheels. Like, he hasn't been over for quite a while due to the COVID situation and all that. But yeah, nothing's really changed with us from years and years gone by.
Do you get more satisfaction when you actually train a winner of these major races rather than ride them, Brett?
Oh, look, there's no doubt about it. I got a lot of satisfaction out of riding, and, you know, it was always a situation where you had to get it right on the day and then you could just walk away from it. Now, as a trainer, there's a lot more work goes into it, and you've got to watch it unfold on a big screen in front of you. So, yeah, that's a little bit of a tricky spot to be in, but yeah, look, I was just so happy yesterday that I spoke to Will before the race, and all I said to him, I said, it's going to be good pressure in this race. It's good quality field. And I said, just make sure from the 1,000-metre mark, make sure you're in a winning position, but not wanting to get there too soon. And that's the way he rode him. He just had a few options to sort of go out and come in, and he done that, and he had plenty of horse left coming to the last, and that's the result he got in the straight.
Scotty, putting aside the incident that put you in hospital and the horse kicked you right in the noggin a few weeks ago, a lot's been said about former AFL players, about what sort of shape their bodies are in when they reach their 40s and 50s and so on. You would have had a lot of tumbles in a very long jumps career. What sort of physical state is a retired jumps jockey in generally after all those spills over the years?
Oh, her body's been really good, to be honest, before this latest accident. I was, you know, riding work 6 days a week and really happy about it and feeling good. And now I'm just in a position where, you know, just because my brain's been affected to a certain degree, it's taking its toll on the rest of my body. So once the top part catches up and everything gets back to normal, I'm sure I can recover. But it'll happen. It's just I've got to be patient too. So I'm just doing what the doctors told me and the brain surgeons and that. And they said it'll take time, but just be patient, and if you know, you'll get tired and you'll recover, but it will come back. So that's how I feel physically anyway, so I just gotta be a patient man again, guess, like I was as a rider.
You were a late swooper. Hey, Amy McDonald was just beautiful when we spoke to her after she won the Briley on Tuesday, and she was talking about the tight-knit jumps community. And I remember when you had your accident, the information trail sort of trickled through. I spoke to Pat Carey, and then I know that Amy Yagi really stepped up to the plate, and I know that she took Kylie and the kids to see you in hospital, and others really rallied very, very quickly around you and your situation and around Kylie. I guess there's a few people out there that you're probably thinking that you'd like to say a bit of a thank you to as well.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, there's been a lot of that going on through phone situations as well, and that's the way I've seen racing for a lot of years now, and it was a great result too, you know, especially for Kylie and Tyler as well, because to get thrown in a situation like they were, even though we worked together for quite a few years, or especially Kylie and myself, to get left like that and then have to step up and sort of take my position was, it was really tricky. So, you know, I clap my hands to those two because they've done a great job, and then they had the other racing industry, you know, people come in and help as well. So, yeah, I thank everyone I talk to, and that's the greatest result for me. And, you know, I'd do the same back to them if I could do the same thing as well. So it's a great industry, and it's been like that, you know, ever since I can remember, and I'm sure it'll stay that way as well.
Brett, Warrnambool throws up so many great storylines. Yours yesterday, and we got Shane Jackson making a comeback today. Aaron Mitchell, his first ever jumps ride, winning the Dunro yesterday. From your perspective as a champion jockey, what was that performance from Aaron Mitchell like yesterday?
Oh, remarkable, really. Well, I've known Aaron since he was in Warrnambool when he moved from Perth here, you know, when he was riding on the flat. And always been a great rider, always been quite tall and struggled with his weight, but always had that talent. And then he decided to have a go over the jumps, and I watched him trial at Warrnambool, the last sort of trials for Patrick Payne, and he'd done a great job. And then to go out on the, looking for a big result yesterday in his first race right over jumps, and he went out and done it. So I thought it was a great effort around Warrnambool, to be honest. And you know, he's got a good kid. He's a good kid too, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And today, Shane Jackson, we know he's a superstar, but he hasn't actually ridden in a race since the Jericho Cup on the 29th of November. We're going to have a chat to Shane a little later in the program, but the ruling, 5,500 metres of the Grand Annual, I know he's been doing track work constantly, but how tough will that be for Shane today?
Well, I thought it was amazing, really, when I saw him at the races. I asked him about it because I'd heard a rumour and I thought it was all a lie. And then he came out and said to me, no, it's going to happen. I said, well, that's incredible. I said, well, he looks fit, and he does. He looks very fit, and he's riding work. He's just lacking that bit of race day jumping sort of tacticals that he's looking for, I suppose. But he's no doubt that he's good enough to do it. He just needs things to go right, and he's probably on the right horse, to be honest, because that horse is so easy to ride, puts himself in the race, and I'll be a keen man watching it at home anyway, but I'm sure whatever happens, it'll improve from Tuesday's run, and it should be a chance today.
It's interesting what Aaron Mitchell said when he got off. He said, my legs are killing me. So there is that special type of fitness, so yeah.
Oh, no doubt, yeah. And the other thing with it too is there's a lot upstairs when you're thinking about where I've got to be and the position I need to be in. So there's a lot goes on. You know, it's not just of grab a bit of mane and hang on. You've got to sort of make decisions as well. And you know, for Aaron, that was just a great result, and he should only get better too. Like he's already got the flat tactical side down pat from years of experience, and now he's just got to take that next step for the jumps, and yeah, he'll make the grade for sure.
If you could ride one today, who would it be, Brett?
Oh, it's a tough one. I'd love to say Wheels is also go good, but it's a difficult race, I suppose. That's a tough one for me. I'd have to go back and have a decent look at it. I suppose it's interesting to see Stephen sort of going for Kieran Maher's horse getting off the other one to ride the one that I think
ran the
flat last start. So that was that's interesting sort of move. And I suppose with Stephen's history and he makes the right decisions. Is it going to be the winning decision, I suppose? But on paper, it's probably the most inexperienced jumper in the field, and he's got to try and get through that and win. So, yeah. But I'll just get excited watching the race, to be honest.
I'm interested to hear what Mike Simons thinks when he comes on a bit later on about how well-weighted gold medal seems to be against a couple of the others as well. So we'll delve into that a bit later on.
Hey, Brett, you're a legend.
The other thing too you got to remember is, Zedham as well. He's up there with a bit of weight, and he's got a good history, and he knows what he's doing. So it's not a race where you can say, this thing's just like a flying agent. It's not just a good horse to win. There's a few options there, so yeah. It's going to be a really good race to watch.
Brett, congratulations again yesterday. It is the fairy tale story of the Bull, training the winner of the Gallywood, and it is so good once again to have a chat to you and sound how well and hear how well you are going.
That's what I mean. That's the great thing about yesterday. Like, we were so happy with the horse going into the race. I just couldn't work out why he wasn't getting tipped as much as I thought he would. But anyway, we'll clap our hands, and hopefully he can... he seems to have pulled up good. Hopefully he can take his part in the Australian hurdle in just over 2 weeks. So
yeah,
it'll be good.
Looking forward to it. Brett, enjoy the Grand Annual Day from the couch, and well done again yesterday.
Beautiful. And hopefully I can socialise with you next year at Warrnambool. That'll be great.
Yeah, it's a date. Brett Scott, champion jockey and trainer after the win of the Gallywood. Time for the 9 o'clock news. More to come on Grand Annual Day live from the Bull.